So we see the fruit of this place. I've had three guys that wanted to beat me up that go in there. We.
I had someone spit on you.
Yeah, they did. Well, let me correct it. He walked by and he tried to, and the wind blew it down. Get this, ready? Big guy.
Did he go in there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big guy, okay? And I turned to him and I said, nice try, it didn't work. And he had his mom and I think his dad with him. And I said, you tried to spit on me. Ready? He walks by and he says under his breath, when I come out, I'll make sure it gets on you. And his mother walked by and goes, you shouldn't judge him saying he spit on you. He just admitted he tried. And then his father came out and was mocking against me. So this is the fruit. One big guy said he was going to shut me up with his fist. I've been beat up for the gospel at a Baptist church on a public sidewalk by their security guards. They stole my phone and my gospel signs. This is the fruit of the American church system. I show up in peace and preach. Public sidewalk, don't interrupt their services. They call the police on me all the time. And you know what the police do? The police show up and go, he's peaceful.
Yeah.
He has First Amendment right here in America right now. And so I'm showing you the fruit. Jesus said you will know a tree by its fruit. If you really are, do you either of you guys think you're born again?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, do you think you're born again?
Yeah.
Are you born of Jesus Christ?
Well, he said it in the Bible, so.
But that doesn't mean you are. He said you must be. Are you? Okay. Why are you? What's the evidence? What's the evidence? Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit. So I'm looking at you, listening to you, seeing where you are. What's the fruit that you're born of God into holiness, righteousness, and biblical sound doctrine?
Are you saying like the fruits of the Spirit?
No, well, no, the fruit of your life. Yeah, there's fruits of the Spirit, but there's fruit of your life. Yeah, well, the fruit of your life. No, okay, in other words, I'm talking to you. If I told that lady, hey, go F off, would that be a rotten fruit of my life? Yeah. So you saw me kind of rebuke her because she's not supposed to be coming up, piping up with men talking. The Bible actually teaches women are to be silent. The culture is all feminized. The churches are feminized. Women are supposed to cover their heads and they're supposed to be silent when men. It's all in the Bible. It's all in the Bible. This world, would you agree this world is very feminized? No. 1 Corinthians 11. It says women should cover their heads. And then 1 Corinthians 14 says women should be silent in the bodies. And 2 Timothy 2, Paul says, I suffer a woman not to teach or usurp authority over a man, but let them learn in silence.
So does it mean no women pastors?
No women pastors. No, women can't be pastors. Women can do ministry. Look at my wife. She's out doing ministry with me all the time, but they can't be leaders, pastors, teachers of men. No. It's all feminized. I have articles on all this on my website on the teaching blog. I teach for free. This is all about money that you got to pay for this. I do it all for free. I support myself. I don't take people's money. God's not fond of people making money off of his son and the blood of Jesus Christ.
You know, it never sit right with me like selling merch.
Yep.
You know, merch?
Like, yeah.
It never
no, it's not right. Jesus said freely was given, freely you should give. They're making money off of it. The modern church system. Look at the building. Do you want to know what the fact is? 70% of the money that the church systems bring in, do you know what it goes for? Salaries and the building. Salaries in the building. Do you know what the money went for in the New Testament holy bodies? Preaching the gospel, taking care of widows and orphans. This one will blow your minds. Ready? You guys go to church? Do you have a steeple? Pointy thing on the top of the building? Okay, but you see a lot of churches that have them. This is on evangelical buildings. Do you know what that is?
No.
You're going to go, this guy's crazy, but then go look it up. It's a phallic symbol. You know what a phallic symbol is? Penis.
Yeah.
We're all men here. Penis. It came from the Egyptians. The Roman Catholics stole it. There's a big one in the middle of the St. Peter's Square. That's why I'm against Roman Catholicism, their false gospel, their worldliness, their occult. And then the evangelicals brought it, and they put this, they call it a spire. It's a penis. It's a pagan symbol. They used to worship the god of fertility, and so they had a penis. So when you see a steeple on a building, that pastor isn't even discerning enough to know that that's a penis on his building.
That's the truth. Is that the truth?
Yeah, and like something else. I know Toby Mack, well, I've only seen him perform like 4 years ago, and I can see what you mean about him selling his music and stuff. Because he didn't really talk about God too much. But what are your thoughts on artists like Matthew West?
I'm against all of this contemporary Christian music because, one, it's fleshly. When you hear this music, what is this? What am I doing?
Dancing.
What am I doing now? What is this? Am I in the spirit or am I in the flesh? It's flesh.
How do you differentiate?
Here's how you differentiate. Ready? You study the Word of God. In the New Testament, anywhere it says you have the joy of the Holy Spirit. Ready? Look up the Greek words. When you study, you should be studying the Word of God to compare your life to the gospel. That's what I did. That's what changed my life. I used to be a worldly, drunk, fighter, partier, idolater. I studied the Word of God and God's Spirit transformed me. The word joy in the Bible is kara in the Greek. You know what it means? Inner calm and cheerfulness. That's what it is. It's not jumping up and down fleshly.
So you're saying it's not true joy?
No, this is all fake emotional. Let me ask you a question. Everybody's dancing and rocking in there. I've seen this. If the electricity goes out and the music stops, what happens? It stops. It's led by the music. Do you know in Africa what they use for voodoo worship and to drum up demons and to get people into trances? Voodoo doctors doing this stuff. I look ridiculous. This is not of God. This is entertainment of the flesh. So any of these people who do this, plus Matthew West and all of them on their album covers, selling it. Is this pride and vanity or godliness?
So, is there any
it's
way,
pride.
Is there any way that they can go fully like joyful, spiritual, and still make music like this? Or is it
well, first of all, we're not supposed to make music and sell it. That's one. Second, the New Testament models, nobody should be on stage lifted up and all of us looking at it. We all should be singing if we're Christians together. Nobody getting the emphasis. Yeah, worship leaders and stuff is not a part of the New Testament. It's all made up. It's all made up of man.
Well, what about like a pastor in church, you know, he's up on a stage.
Right, and that's also unbiblical. That's a made of man.
Really?
Pastors are men that look after sheep, but one guy always doing all the teaching is not the model in the New Testament. Multiple men, many men using their gifts, all the men being part of the body, not just paying one guy to do it all every week.
So like in the Bible when it talks about like the disciples or Jesus like preaching the word and stuff.
Right. Yeah. But in a New Testament body, it's not one guy paid to do it. It's all the men using their gifts to do it.
Like so everyone.
All the men using their gifts, whatever their gifts are, giving a testimony, giving scripture, giving a teaching. Yeah. And wouldn't a body be amazing if when you showed up, you never knew what was going to happen and everybody was going to do something, say something, rather than pastor stands up there for 45 minutes, sing a song, sit down, stand up, sit down. You get out every week about the same time. Does that sound Holy Spirit led to you?
I get that. That's why.
That's not Holy Spirit led.
I don't really go to those churches.
Good.
Anymore because it's just go through the motions.
It is. A young man who just turned around and left here told me, he said, I got a big problem with my church. I said, what's that? He goes, in the sanctuary, they're singing and everybody acts all holy when the music's going on. He said, they walk into the coffee lounge right afterwards and he said, they're talking about the Packers, hunting, fishing, fashion, politics. And he goes, nobody wants to talk about God. It's a false lip service Christianity. That's what this is. The church systems are false lip service Christianity that's not going to save anyone's soul. You got to lose your life completely and model yourself after the New Testament. Paul said in 2 Thess 2:15, keep the traditions I've handed down. Paul didn't entertain like this. We don't need this for the gospel. Guess what we need for the gospel? Show up, preach the gospel, call people to repentance. You know who's going to come up and talk to me? Sheep, seekers. Who's going to mock and walk by? People that don't care. People who don't care about the things of God, which is most of these people, which is exactly what Jesus said is going to be in the last day. Most all of you are going to enter in hell and suffer the wrath of God, lest you repent, come out and follow Jesus as fruit you're of him. So those things that you're seeing, you need to act and follow upon them, and God will bless you and give you grace, and your obedience will grow and grow and grow, and it will move you along. You'll come out of the church systems, you'll come out of the world, you'll come out of those false people. Before you know it, you're holy and set apart. You're going, this is why Christ died, to call me out of all this, not to go along with it. You know what they had here last year? I preached here last year.
Yeah.
You remember me? You know what they had here last year? Guy came out, he said, you don't know the worst of it. They got a band in there with upside down crosses on. Guess what that's
that.
A sign of?
They're called like the grave
robbers.
Yeah, I don't.
That's Bob Lance and Lifehouse. That's satanic. Ready? Who else was here last year? Skillet. John Cooper from Skillet. Very worldly. They're heavy metal. I used to listen to that when I was a pagan. Do you know where Skillet just played right after here last year?
Where?
Hellfest. Go look up Hellfest on the internet. You know what Hellfest is?
a satanic gathering for people that worship Satan and rock bands.
They played there?
They played there.
That's a fact.
It's a fact.
But wouldn't they want to go in there to try...
Were they trying to turn people?
You don't go in and partake with them. You do what I'm doing. Stand outside and call them out to the biblical gospel. When you go and partake with them, you know what that's like? That's like sleeping with a hooker to try to get her to the gospel. That doesn't make any sense, does it? You go and knock on her door and say, "Repent, lady." You don't join in with her. No, I said singing and getting all the attention. We're all supposed to sing in unison. There can be preaching where somebody gets up and says, "I want to preach and address." Then the next guy gets up, "I want to preach and address," but not lifting up people in singing and pride and all of that type of stuff. Preaching is different than singing.
That reminds me of Hope Night.
Who?
Hope I'm not sure if you've heard of Hope Night, but it was in my hometown at my girlfriend's school. Basically, it's like this thing where they had a bunch of other people come up and you know, preach about the gospel.
So, uh-huh.
And, you know, they did have praise and worship, but
yeah.
At that point, I don't know if this is feeling the gospel, but I just put my hands up and I was just like, praise God, you know, and all this stuff, and I just felt like...
See, one of the things you want to be careful of, emotion-based experiences. The Bible never has emotion-based experiences. In the New Testament, when you repent by the blood of Jesus and you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you don't get warm, fuzzy feelings. You don't get tingly. Now, in Acts 2, they had literal flames of fire on their head and a mighty rushing wind came through and they spoke in an unknown tongue to all these people. Now, that's not happening today. I can prove it. Go to any church where they do baptisms. Have you ever seen literal flames and wind and actual? That was a one-time event that happened. The gift of tongues can be biblical. It's very rare. Here's the point. Signs and wonders aren't for today. That was for Christ verifying who he was, the apostles verifying who they were. Today we have the finished, sealed word of God. So be careful when you go with emotions, because you know what? Can Satan deceive you with emotions? Tingly feelings, warm, I feel euphoric. That's what this is. Some guy came out of there and said, "I'm praying with people and crying in there." I said, "What? What are you talking about?" He goes, "I'm in there. I know you're right." He said, "This is false. The Roman Catholic thing's false. Their gospel's false. The music is carnal." And I said, "What are you doing in there?" "I'm praying with people and they're crying." Guess what? If you cry out to God and you're praying and you're crying, what are you going to do if you're genuine? You're going to leave your sin. They stay in there. And they stay in this carnality. And they stay in this worldliness. This is all flesh. This is all entertainment. Worship of God. What do you think worship of God is? In the New Testament. So we're in the New Testament.
I was going to ask you that. What do you think is like acceptable worship?
Your everyday life lived following Jesus in spirit and truth. This is not worship.
No, I'm talking like, is there anything in the Bible about like music worship? Like
the Old Testament, they used instruments. The New Testament, they never used instruments. We actually are the instrument now. The Holy Spirit sings through us. They sung with their lips. So here's biblical, if you want to call it worship, at people gathered. If we were brothers and we went to a park, we can sing a cappella, just our mouths, and sing songs to God. And if we're all honoring God, that's a beautiful, lovely offering to God. We don't need to get your guitar, get your synthesizer, get your computers, get your light and your smoke. You think God cares about all that? Lights and smoke. This is all for people. Churches use lights and smoke and all this garbage. This is not for God. God wants simple, pure worship of him. This is not it. This is fleshly.
So are you saying if people can't do that simple, pure worship, then they're not meant for heaven?
They're not following God's pattern. They're not born of God. They're not being led by the Spirit. They're not going to make it to the kingdom of God. The Spirit leads you to his way, not your own way, not my way. Folks, you got to repent of this false churchianity. Life Fest is nothing but a flesh fest. This is for false carnal goats. The sheep of God walk in holiness and obedience and come out and hear the shepherd's voice. You're not listening to the voice of Jesus here. You guys have my email on that. You have my website. You ever want to go deeper? You must repent and come out or you're going to lose your souls. If you ever want a Bible study, I'm here for you. God be praised. Thank you for not being mockers. We love you. Test yourself to the word of God. You're being deceived by false religion. Look up our testing of Life Fest. It comes up number 2 on Google, and it exposes this Roman Catholic linked false worldly carnal offering that cannot please a holy God.
Well, that was good. Two more young men. I saw them. They were walking around watching for quite a while. And they came up and we had a good conversation. They weren't mockers. They were seriously seeking. That was awesome. Thank you, Father.